with my colleague Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, the Washington Examiner, to Wisconsin. Once upon a time, Governor Scott Walker was the future of the Republican Party. Now, Governor Scott Walker is a history note to analyze Wisconsin that has gone from a dominantly red talking point to a very sophisticated blue organization that is at the edge of taking charge of what Selena describes as three counties collectively, wow, the wow counties, W-O-W. Selena, the first debate was in Milwaukee. There's reason to believe that Wisconsin will be as critical as the rest of your middle America states in the presidential contest. You credit the Democrats for doing the right thing and taking back the state. How did they do it?
Lots of money. So the Democrats are flush with money. They have money coming from tons of donors who are really interested in winning races so that the issues that are the most important to them, guns and the environment, are legislated and they get the results that they want. And so how do you do that? Well, you win state legislative races and you win state Supreme Court races and you win district attorney races. And they have flushed a ton of money into Wisconsin and also into Pennsylvania. They've stopped with Ohio because it just doesn't work anymore. And they've won enough seats or enough important races like the state Supreme Court race in Wisconsin to be able to then impact legislation. And how do they do that? Well, in the state Supreme Court race in Wisconsin, they can redraw the lines. And when you redraw the lines, as they did in Pennsylvania, you can make them favorable to Democrats and therefore favorable to the legislation that you want to see passed in state government.
Pennsylvania right now is in the same place that Wisconsin was once upon a time. It teeters on the edge. 22 went to the blue. 20 certainly went to the blue during the presidential race. So I'm guessing that Wisconsin is no longer teetering. Would you say it is now a firmly blue state or is it still iffy?
It's iffy. There is a tipping point that could go either way. The challenge for Republicans is this new state Supreme Court jurist who could overturn all the way the seats, both state legislature and in Congress, are drawn and make it all Democrat. So, you know, but there's also still a super majority in the state Senate. And so they could prevent that from happening. So it's going to be a slog between both parties. And, you know, we're at the wait and see moment right now in Wisconsin.
We're headed to Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, to make everybody hungry. Selena, this is a revelation to me. I grew up saying two words together, Georgia peach. Well, not this year. There was a frost and Georgia's crop was damaged. But Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, the secret peach center of the world, a 6-week window. Are we in the window now?
We are. There's about 2 weeks left to the window. Chambersburg is unique in its soil. It's shallow and the soil abuts shale rock, which makes, for some reason, I'm going to need a scientist, an ag scientist to explain it. It produces some of the most incredible peaches that you will ever have. I bought a bushel when I was there because we always have. Chambersburg peaches, Chambersburg, if anybody doesn't know the geography of it, is in Franklin County, Pennsylvania. It's a stone's throw from Gettysburg. And people come from all over the Midwest and Appalachia to the different farms. There's about 10 farms in Chambersburg that produce their peaches. And I saw license plates when I was there on an early Saturday morning from Indiana, from Connecticut, from West Virginia, and this is central Pennsylvania. People make a day of it. People make a weekend of it just to come and get their peaches. And it contributes greatly to the economy. You don't think of a single fruit that only has a short time availability where it's fresh would have that much of an impact on a town or a county, but it definitely does. What has made Chambersburg even more appealing this year is that Georgia had a frost this year that devastated their crop, and to the point where only 2% of the crop was yielded. And so it has made Chambersburg peaches even more important this year.
Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, the Washington Examiner, reporting on the peaches of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And the costs are rising for these farmers, so supporting farm is a way of supporting Pennsylvania. All of the country now depends upon one particular county, Franklin County, for first-rate peaches in 2023. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.